Oh Dear Sylvia by Dawn French. Monday, 11 a.m. Maybe I should never have told him. Just left him. Let it all get colder and colder until the whole feckin' sham of a marriage was an iceberg and I could slide off it into the freezing water and swim away. Swim to you, Syl. You were definitely the warmer waters. Perilous in your own way, but warmer than him. And anyway, I'd no feckin' choice by then, if I'm honest. It had to be you. But it would maybe have been wiser not to tell him anything. Kat leans back in the chair, gives a big, deep breath, and stretches her arms high above her head. She scratches and sniffs. She is tired. She is trying to behave as normally as possible in her injured life, which has been stabbed and is currently on its knees. Kat goes to work at the practice each day and sees her patients for the allotted 15 minutes each, or longer if they cry or have to get undressed. Some of her patients are so familiar and predictable that Kat often wonders whether she should just drive around and drop their various drugs in through their letterboxes, like a regular milk round.